The steel door slams behind him as Benjamin Stepitin steps outside of Juno's emergency warming shelter on Wednesday morning. He slings a garbage bag with an extra pair of jeans and a few blankets over his shoulder.
I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. I have nowhere to go.
For the next 5 months, he doesn't know where he'll be sleeping each night.
So I'll be camping out somewhere tonight because I can't come back here.
Stepitin is one of 36 people who stayed at the shelter on Tuesday night. It's the second year it's been located in an industrial warehouse in Thane, about a mile from downtown. Staff from St. Vincent de Paul, a local nonprofit that works to help people affected by homelessness, operates it. Like many of their clients, Stepitin has been staying at the shelter almost every night since it opened in October of last year. While some patrons have been able to secure temporary housing at Juno's year-round shelters ahead of the closure, staff say most patrons haven't. The shelter saw an average of 45 people a night throughout the season. And though spring has technically come, it's still cold out. The shelter only has some blankets and a bit of extra clothing to give people before they headed out. Last year, some patrons were given camping gear, but not today. They didn't have tents to offer.
The best I can do right now is get some cardboard. And I can put that down and lay on that, you know. That just helps a little bit.
Another patron, Marvin Holmes, sits sipping coffee as the lights turn on at the shelter at 6 a.m. sharp. He's new to Juno, and it's his first time experiencing homelessness beyond the shelter.
This place is not going to be here, and at which point, I don't know what to do. And all these guys, they're built for this. They know how to get a tent, go somewhere, and get out the elements. I want to be finished tonight here, and I'm really scared.
Whitney Gannon knows what that's like. She became homeless in Juneau after she escaped a domestic violence situation 2 years ago. Now, she's the shelter's manager, and it's her mission to help people like her get into housing and feel safe.
There's so many different reasons why these people come here, but this is literally their last stop before it's actually the street.
When she lost access to housing, she was able to stay at the Mill Campground, a city-run campground for people experiencing homelessness. However, the Juno Assembly decided to close it down last summer after an increase in illegal activity. Instead, Juno Assembly members opted for what's called dispersed camping, essentially allowing people to sleep on public land that isn't technically a campground. Last June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that cities can ban people from sleeping and camping in public places. This is Deputy City Manager Robert Barr explaining how that affects Juno's enforcement of homeless encampments.
If a group of folks are camping in a given spot on public land, we are unlikely to take much enforcement action if we're not seeing uncontrolled garbage, the presence of drugs, illegal drugs, or if we're not getting a lot of public complaints. Probably not going to do much, right?
But it's up to the discretion of the city and police to decide when a campground crosses the threshold to require enforcement or dismantling. He says that's the hard part.
I don't think that the topic is going anywhere. I think it's something that we're going to have to continue to struggle through as a community for years.
Back at the shelter Wednesday morning, patrons funnel into a city bus to be dropped off downtown or in the Mendenhall Valley. Where they end up tonight is up to them. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.